God's wisdom is what makes you wise. God's wisdom is what makes you wise. Now, I'm going to write that down. And all your life, I want you to remember this statement. You aren't smart because you know books. You aren't smart because you got an IQ of 180. You aren't smart on account of you're a kind of okay hustler. Or you've been able to make things work out in your life by using and abusing other people. That is not what makes you smart. And it certainly is not what makes you wise. God's wisdom is what makes you smart. I want you to remember this to the day you die. Let me see if I can spell a little better. Amen. I want you to remember this. I want you to grab a hold of this. I want you to just take and embrace it. And quit your clowning. And quit your noise and nonsense. And quit your hustling. And quit your manipulation. And embrace God's wisdom in your life. Because that is the path to a successful life. But I'm here to tell you that you're not going to get God's wisdom until you get a fear of the Lord. And you're not going to get a fear of the Lord until you get a relationship with Him. Does that make sense? You see, I have been in that place where the Lord, through His Holy Spirit power, has knocked me to my knees. And yet there was nothing around. And I felt like I had been slapped with a fly swatter. A big one. And I had no choice but to fall to the ground. I have felt myself in His power, glued and couldn't move in the place where I was at. I felt His voice shout in my ears where I could not deny who He was. And that all came from the relationship that I developed because I truly believed that He was God. And once you get a relationship with God, you are going to have fear of the Lord. Now, we can be in that place where we say, well, there's a lot of different ways to look at fear. Fear, of course, is respect. But actually, fear in a worldly way just means you're a sissy. Amen? But when I'm talking about fear of the Lord, I'm talking about you respect who He is. You know who He is. You know that He is all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent. There is nothing you can do. There is no way to deceive Him. And in everything, your life is in check because of your knowledge of Him. Amen? So whether you want to just be a sissy and fear Him, or if you want to fear Him because of the love that you have for Him, either one will do for a start. But that's not what I'm talking about. But you better get fear of the Lord and recognize the consequence for your actions. Amen? And I'm here to tell you that I don't give a rip if you have a 190 IQ and are not mentally retarded. Because you start getting up there, after a while, any common sense you ever had goes right out the door. But I'm here to tell you that your wisdom must be of God in order for you to be smart at all. What would it matter if you were a rocket scientist and for 60 years everybody told you how smart you were and you ended up in the pit of hell? To me, I would not think you were very smart. And that's why I got to start out this Bible study saying this, that you've got to receive this into your heart, that God's wisdom is what makes you smart. And it's not His wisdom outside of you. It's His wisdom that you put inside of you and walk out in your life. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 1 this morning. Proverbs chapter 1. Everything that is in our scriptures, every one of them has a purpose. They are life-changing scriptures if you will receive them. Amen? But if you don't receive them, they're just words on a page. There's many of you in this room that sat in school and many words were spoken and you did absolutely nothing with them. You were more concerned about recess as a child and dating as a wannabe an adult than you were with school and the education it had to offer you. You see, in this room, when all the church is done lying to you, I'm going to tell you the truth. You aren't smart at all if you don't take God's wisdom and apply it to your life. And I don't care if you're a banker, an architect, an engineer, a whatever, that you got doctorates on your doctorates, it means squat if you end up in the pit of hell. And you've got to get a hold of that. Now, I'm not telling you that there's anything wrong with education, and don't walk out of this room and say that, well, Dominic said it's okay to be. No. I'm just telling you that in all you're getting, get Jesus. Amen? In all you're getting, make your focus Jesus. In everything you do in life, receive the truth of Jesus in your life. And not just receive it, but walk it out. Do you understand? Because if you don't get that, you're not going to make it. Father, I just love you today, Lord, and I just ask that every heart and every mind in this place just receive this truth, God. It is your truth, Lord. That God, you break down the calluses, the facades, and the BS, Lord. And you go right inside of them and plant this word in them that they cannot run nor hide from you, God. That they got to get over their showboatship. They got to get over their facades. They got to get over their manipulation. They got to get over their general worldly crap. And receive inside of them the real thing that comes from you and you alone. And I ask this in Jesus' name for everybody here. And everyone said, amen. You see, the things that I teach are not worldly teachings. So sometimes it sounds like I'm against worldly teachings, but I'm not. I'm just telling you that my job is to teach you spiritual truth. And you can add to it in any area you want, but I'm here to tell you that the spiritual truth must be first in your life. God's wisdom will change your life, and without it, the pit is your future. It says in verse 1 of chapter 1 of Proverbs, you know, you got to read Proverbs. That's why we do it every day here, because this is God's wisdom for you in a practical way. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. How many people know that Solomon was supposed to have been the wisest man ever known in the world? Right? And the reason for that was because he asked God for wisdom and knowledge of God and the things of God in order to rightly judge the nation, and he didn't ask for anything else. And because he asked for that from God, and he could have asked for anything, God made him the wisest man in the world, where people from all around the world came to see him. You getting it? So he had God's wisdom in his life. And it says here, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. This is the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let me talk to you today. There are too many stinking backsliders in church. And they are fools because they despise wisdom and instruction. There's too many half-steppers in church. And they are fools because they despise wisdom and instruction. But they are going to be a fool until they decide to have fear of the Lord which is the beginning of wisdom. I want you to get this concept today that this is such a truth as you must receive it wholly in your life. There is none of the scriptures that you read or are taught in this place that were not chosen for their life-changing content. And it is not a deep thing, it is a basic thing. Because until you change your basic self-serve-itis attitude in your life, you are not going to have a life of truth in Christ. And you're not going to change those things in your life until you develop a relationship with Christ. And you're not going to have fear of the Lord in your life until you know who God really is, which is only going to come if you seek God with your very life. I'm here to tell you today that when you first meet the Lord, you don't know what's up at all. You just know you just went through some kind of an emotional something. And some of you in this room have been born and raised under the pews and you still don't know God. Although you've heard a lot about Him, you do not know Him. Because knowing God comes from you diligently seeking and putting Him first in your life. You see, if you fear the Lord, you will certainly serve the Lord. But if you don't fear the Lord, you will still continue to serve yourself. Amen? Let me try to give you a perspective for a minute. God is not the one that walks around with a big old club waiting to beat you down. That's not God. God, you know, that is a wrong perception, and I want to lay that to rest right now. God is not the one that wants to beat you up. That's not the God I serve. But at the same time, you are foolish to think that you can live however and get away with everything when you know that He is a righteous God. Are you understanding? You see, He is righteous. He is good. He cannot look upon sin. He loves you, but He does not love your sin. Amen? And you've got to get this perception in your life that the reason why He sent Jesus is to get that sin nature under the blood so you can be reunited with Him. But if you continuously live a sin lifestyle, then your sin is covering you instead of the blood of Jesus. So you must forsake the sin lifestyle, not to say you won't make mistakes. And in that time, that is when you get to that place where God really can pour out upon you the plan He has for you, because now you have put yourself in a place where you can receive. You see, but let's talk about God for a minute. You know, I mean, I don't care. I'll be honest with you. My biggest fear is backsliding. Did you get that? And I fear no man. I don't fear guns, bullets, ammunition, people talking about me. None of that bothers me. But when it says in the Bible to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, that bothers me. Amen? Why, my biggest fear is to walk all the way through life and do everything right and then let something just get a hold of me and me fall off course. Because God is righteous and God is good. And you know what? If you had a jolly green giant in your neighborhood that was 10 foot tall and built like a brick, you know what? And he spoke to you, you would listen. But that jolly green giant in your neighborhood could not hang one star in the sky. He could not put one moon up there to circle the earth. He could not speak and make one mountain appear or disappear. And yet, we have a tendency to fear them and not fear God who made them. You see, if you can get a concept of what I'm talking about today, let me tell you something. I have a fear of the God that leveled Sodom and Gomorrah with brimstones and fire. Amen? I have a fear of God that got so angry that He flooded the earth and killed everybody except for one family. And that is the same God that we serve today. But He's always been a loving God. He's always been a long-suffering God. He's always been a God that shows you a path, but you got to pick the path. You see, the thing is that God made many creatures and many things in this universe. That's like angels are at His beck and calling. And they do His bidding. And they have a fear of God. And they've known Him the longest. And the ones that do not are the fallen angels that He developed the fiery lake for that someday they will go to. But right now you are in a place where you are making decisions on what affects your whole life and your eternity. I'm not going to try to deal with this thing that's called the salvation issue, because the salvation issue was settled at the cross by Jesus Christ. Amen. You have the opportunity to walk that path and be with God. Why? Not because of you, but what He did for you. But it is a path that you must choose to go down. And how much effort you put into it will determine how far you actually get. You see, I'm here telling you that you have a destiny, that God don't make junk, that you have been brought onto this earth in order to do something great for God. I'm telling you that He has put you here for a specific purpose. I'm telling you that you can do it. But you got to want to do it. You got to want to serve God. You got to want to be His child. You got to want to take that path, even though it's hard. You hearing me? Now, on one side, you got glory. And on the other side, you got fire. Amen? And you have choices to make in your life. But I'm telling you that you know God, you serve God, you don't know God, you don't serve God. I'm telling you, you have got to develop that relationship that will get you closer to God. And you know what? In the Bible, for every time heaven is mentioned, hell is mentioned 7 times. How come preachers won't talk about hell no more? How come? How come is it that God says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? And we just want to talk about prosperity. How come? You see, I would rather scare the hell out of you so you go to heaven than tell you, could you pretty please come along and you'll get blessed. Do you understand? Because these are real issues. And I'm here telling you the Word of God says these things. It's not me. It's not Dominic. It's the Word of God. Now let me tell you something. I'm going to scare you this morning on purpose. I want to scare you. I want to scare the hell right out of you. I want to stop that clown act that goes on in your life. I want to quit. I want you to quit that self-serving attitude you've had in your life. So that you never have a doubt, but you firmly embrace the blessings that He's given you, but the blessings are not why you do it. The relationship is why you do it. But let's go right now to Matthew chapter 7. You see, I care about you. But I'm going to do my job, but you got to do your job. My job is to preach and teach the truth. Your job is to receive the wisdom and walk in it. I'll be honest with you. I'm telling you, you don't have to backslide. You don't have to, but you're not going to make it unless you practice the things it says in 2 Peter chapter 1. It takes effort to do those things. But 2 Peter chapter 1 tells you, you ain't got to backslide. So if you backslide, it's because you want to. I don't give a rip. Well, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, Sister Lulu came by in a miniskirt. I don't care. Brother so-and-so, I don't care. See, my thoughts every day of my life is I'm going to serve the Lord. Why? Because He's worthy. Not because it's easy, not because of the blessings, but because it's what everybody's supposed to do. And I'm going to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do, no matter what everybody else does. It says in 7:21 of Matthew, it says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Did you get that? Matthew 7:21. So does that mean you're supposed to go do what you want with your life? Hell no! Well, Brother Dominic, you shouldn't use those big words. Hey, you know what? If you're offended by hell, talk to Jesus. Don't be offended by something you don't have to receive. Just make sure you don't receive it. That would be offensive. Did you get that? The Bible says, it says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Are you in His will? Is it His will that you're self-willed? Is it His will that you do what you want to do? Is it His will that you go out and backslide, sleep around, be a dope fiend? Where does it say anywhere that you're allowed to be a dope fiend? An alcoholic, promiscuous, self-willed. Where did you get that from? It's part of self-will. Lack of purpose. Amen? It says to be obedient to all authority. Where do you get off not being obedient? What makes you think you got the right? How can you defy the principles of God? See, what I got to tell you today is it's a lot more than what the church even talks about. It is a new lifestyle. You're either His child or you're not. Now, that much is sure. My wife is very clear. She's made it clear to me many times. She said either you're pregnant or you're not. So get pregnant. And quit just putting a pillow underneath your shirt. You understand? Quit imitating you're something you're not. Be it. Don't play it. And if you are His child, then you need to act like His child. And you need to become that new person in God that you're supposed to be. And you're supposed to put aside those things that were and embrace the wisdom He says. I don't care what you think. And you better quit caring so much about what you think. And you better start caring about what God thinks. I'm here telling you today that there's all kinds of things that I've done wrong in my life. And it's under the blood. But when I found out it was wrong, I quit. Why? Because as I developed a relationship with God and found out how awesome He really was, my life naturally changed. You get it? You see, I got pregnant with the truth. I got pregnant with the truth. And the wisdom that God gave me birthed a new life. You get it? But if I would, you know, and you know what? I walked into a church one time where they told me once saved, always saved and all that. And you know what? I never needed to hear that. Because I've been so stinking wayward in my life. If I'd have believed that for a minute, I'd have sure ended up in the pit of hell. Because I already learned that in Catholicism. You get it? In Catholicism, they teach you, and I love Catholics. I am a Catholic. And I tell you all the time, I'm a Roman Catholic, Baptist Jew. There's one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit, and get rid of your denominationalism. Amen? But when I was a kid growing up, they taught me if I screwed up, all I had to do was go to the confessional. It's right there where they put the chairs. That's what that was. There's a little window in there and everything. Priest used to sit on the other side and receive confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 6 months since my last confession. And I'm here to tell you all my problems today and make your face red. Hallelujah. And I would. And I'd make that guy just about gag on the other side sometimes. And he'd tell me to go outside. And he'd say, "Oh, it's okay, son. You go outside and you say 10 acts of contrition and 12 Hail Marys. a few Our Fathers, light a few candles, you're in. Glory! If I was going to have religion, I would stay in the Catholic Church for sure. Because I could do whatever I wanted, kill, rape, pillage, and it'd be okay. Tell somebody, and they'd let me confess my sins, say a few Our Fathers, a few Hail Marys, all this and that, and I would be just wonderful. And then they come up when you're going to die, and they do that last rites over you, and make sure you're okay, have a month worth of masses after you're dead, make sure you get through purgatory, you get to heaven. It's wonderful. There's only one problem. It ain't true. Did you get that? The Word of God doesn't say that. I read their Bible. I have a pastoral Catholic edition Bible with all of their teachings and everything in there. And the Word of God is the Word of God, and the Word of God is the same. And it doesn't say some of the things that are doctrines of men. Amen? But the Bible says right here, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Is it the will of your Father you're a dope fiend? Is it the will of your Father that you'll sleep with anything with two legs instead of three, or vice versa? Let me be really rude to you. I'm going to be rude to you so you get the truth. Because wisdom is the beginning of knowledge. His wisdom. Amen. I'm going to talk the truth to you whether you like it or not. Because it doesn't matter what you like, but you operate in the truth. Learn to love God and learn to be obedient. And whether you like it or not, you'll get glory in your life. Is it the will of God that you just go to church twice a week and tithe? See, I'm going to get right down to the nitty gritty. I ain't going to let nobody slide. Is it the will of God that you're lazy and shiftless? It said since the time of Adam that you will make a living by the sweat of your brow. Ministry is work, and you're all supposed to be ministers. So if you can't work, you need to repent and get up on it and treat it like you mean it. Amen. It says here, this is scary. This is so scary. You know, I sit there. I got this all memorized. This was the fear of the Lord. I mean, you read this verse here. If it don't scare the hell out of you, you're about stupid. And I'm not picking on you. But if you ain't afraid of it, you are dumber than a box of rocks. Because it's Jesus speaking. The one who hung on a tree for you. That is your path. And if He said it, you can't rescind it. It is true. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Prophets. Preachers. Teachers. Right? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, this is Jesus speaking, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You get it? You see, I want you to get it. Because I'm sick of all these people just thinking whatever. Let me tell you something. I don't care what denomination you are. I already told you that I am a Roman Catholic Pentecostal Jew. And if you want to try to figure that out for me, you go ahead. The reason why I say it just like that is because I'm sick of it. I'm disgusted by the doctrines of men. Amen. Amen? Totally. Because the Bible says that the doctrines of men make the Word of God to no effect. There's nowhere in the Bible that says you can live like hell and go to heaven. There's nowhere in the Bible that says anything like that. What it says is it says that you got to do the will of your Father. Is it your Father's will you're a drunk, a drug addict, a this or that? No! So you better get smarter than that dumbbell that told you that stuff. Says the blind follow the blind into the ditch. But I'm here telling you today, God's wisdom is what makes you smart. And I'm here telling you right now, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. You see, God instructs you. God teaches you. God shows you the path. You've got to make a decision whether you're going to follow it or not. But you can't change one word in God. The Bible says, do not be afraid of those that can take your life. But be afraid of the one that can take your life and send you to the pit of hell. And that ain't the devil. And a lot of you guys are more afraid of the devil than you are of God. Ooh, spooky, 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 spooky. Let me tell you something about the devil. The devil is used by God to get you straight. Did you get that? You don't get it, do you? God is sovereign. You don't believe that. I believe that. And I know that if you're having devil problems, there's a reason for it. Mostly it's because you need to do something in your life to get over your devil problems. Amen? I've had all those things happen to me. I'm here telling you that God is going to teach you things any way He can get through your thick knuckle head. Amen? Whatever it takes to teach you what you need to know to be equipped in your life, He's going to do it. And let me tell you, opposition challenges you to grow. Right? Doesn't it? If something opposes you and you know you want what's on the other side, you are going to push harder to get to the other side. The problem is most people faint. That's not God's plan. That's your plan. Right? Because God is not going to put you anything through anything that you cannot go through. Right? So if you don't go through it, it's because you lose your will or you lose your faith in God or you use your own strength instead of the strength of God and you don't make it through. Did you get that? You see, I'm trying to tell you the truth in this room. But of all the things I know is I have a fear. And you know what? And let me be very, very careful that you understand me. I do not believe in my heart of hearts that at this time in my life, I have made any decisions willingly that are going to put me on the wrong path. Because I've learned to be careful in making decisions. And I make my decisions based on what the Word of God says and what God speaks into my life, not my hormones. Not what somebody tells me. Not what the world would teach me, but by every word of God that proceeds out of His mouth. I have learned to live my life in the authority of the Word of God. Amen. And the reason why I did that is because I had a fear of making bad decisions because I had a whole lot of stinking thinking. Does anybody know what I'm talking about today? A whole lot of stinking thinking. I thought I knew what God wanted. I thought, when I was younger in the Lord, I thought I knew all about God. And later on, I thank God for His mercy because I was all screwed up. Amen? I found out I didn't know God at all because the only way you get to know God is to study His Word and find out the truth. And it is written. And one of the things that is written is that if you don't serve the will of the Father, but serve the will of yourself, you ain't making it. And so I decided, this is a statement I made to myself, that I will take every thought in my mind and make it line up with every thought that God has in His book. Amen. What does it mean? God, help me to change my mind. Because if you think for yourself, I can guarantee you're going to the pit. You understand? Because you're gone. Because there is a spirit of the mind that comes from being worldly. And that spirit is of the world. And you need the spirit of Christ in your mind to think right. And that only happens through learning the Word of God. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I am heavy, heavy word-based. Everything I do is a teaching and a preaching of the Word of God. Amen? And I believe in all the gifts, and don't misunderstand me, but they are gifts that without discipline are no good. Right? I'm going to tell you today, there are many people that think they're prophets, and they're prophesying through a devil. They don't know what a spirit check is. How many people here, and don't nobody say nothing, but how many people here know where to go look in the Bible to find out about a spirit check? Oh, two, three, four, five, six. Do you understand? So how do you know if you're talking to the devil? The devil imitates an angel of the light, but you're showing me that you ain't got enough sense to check it out according to the Word of God. Are you hearing me today? Because you see, I don't care about the gift if there is not order in the gift and there are not discipline in the gift, then you are going to be led astray. Because the devil is a deceiver. And that's like I told you guys the other day, the reason why I don't listen to your game and stuff, the reason why I tell you don't come and hustle me is because I've already been hustled by the best, and the best is the devil. And although you emulate him sometimes, you are not near as good as he is. Did you get that? That's why I sit there and laugh at the hustlers in this room. And they're here. Because I've already been battling in a real playground. I'm past all that street crap. I know about discernment now and checking of spirits and asking the Lord for the truth so that He might show me. If you're wondering, it's 1 John 4. Amen? And you better remember that. When you think God spoke, I have all kinds of people that think God spoke. Did He speak? How the hell would they know? I'm trying to get through to you something. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you understand that even when you think you're right, you can be wrong, but you don't want to be wrong because you don't want to make that fatal mistake, then you're going to learn to have a relationship with God and learn His Word and find out the real truth you need to know in your life. Now you look around, you've seen all them hands that weren't raised. Now you know how most of the church is. That's why we got so many spiritual cornflakes running around. Well, the Lord said, brother, oh, shut up. I can't receive things from people that do not have discipline in Christ. Amen? I cannot. If you don't got no discipline in Christ, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't have a fear of the Lord, if you just walk around every day and you don't know nothing about God, but you're always saying, God said, I ain't listening to you. Who's God? God of the world? My God? Or you that are the God to yourself. A lot of people are just a legend in their own mind. Amen? See, what I'm trying to tell you today, people, is there is a reason why this is the first verse in Proverbs that I have you to memorize. Because you got to get it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it will provoke you to grow closer to God. It will provoke you to learn the Word of God. It will provoke you to keep your mouth shut until you've done all the spirit checks, all the things you need to do before you open your mouth and stick your foot in, if it's just the foot at all, if it's not the whole body. Amen? And that wisdom comes when you first learn to fear the fact, the knowledge that yes, even though you hear voices, you got to acknowledge that the devil can imitate the voice of the Lord. Are you hearing me? That's why there's so many stinking false prophets. Seeing back in the day, everybody like that term, back in the day? Back in the day before Jesus, if you were a false prophet and you said something that wasn't of God, you'd be a rock pile. Village would take you outside, they'd put you in one place, they'd go get some rocks, and they'd stone you to death. Amen? It's because of all the false prophets in the church that people think that most church people are flakes. And the reason why most church people are flakes is because they got no discipline in Christ. They have no real knowledge of Christ because they got no fear of the Lord, because it's all glory. Hallelujah. Amen? And I'm sitting here telling you today that those are gifts, and the gifts are real. And there is a gift of prophecy. And there is a gift of healing. And there is a gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation. There is all these gifts that God has assigned for us. But without discipline and knowledge, you might be speaking for the devil as well as speaking for God. And let me tell you something about tongues that you better understand. If you've ever been around a demonic person, you'd find out they speak in tongues too. So I'm not impressed. And I'm going to end on this right here. And I want you to understand this. that I love God and I pour myself out in here so that you can gain knowledge and truth in His Word and in Him, period. You need Him in your life. Amen? But I'm going to tell you that that I was out at the ranch. It's another ranch story. I love my ranch stories. I can't wait. I'm going to get another one and get some new stories. Amen? We had this guy that was a Mexican guy from Pomona. Came in. He had Legion. Legion. Loaded up. I mean, he had to bring a trailer with him when he came. You know what I'm saying? He was loaded up. And this guy, he talked to demons all day long. It was funny. I mean, it's kind of funny. It depends. I've got a warped sense of humor. But they were his best friends. And they were always talking craziness and madness to him and stuff. And one day he was in the bunkhouse, right? And he would kind of go into trances and in and out and this and that. And he stood straight up and he started speaking in the language of India. He's a Mexican from Pomona. That whole bunkhouse unloaded. 20 guys running around half naked out the door. That's why the Bible sets everything in order. Are you understanding? You see, that's why you got to know the truth. Because the Bible brings order to gifts. And let me never, you better never misunderstand this. I know the gifts. I know the ones that are real, and I know the ones that are not, but do you? And that's my whole point. You see, the fact is, it's not normal for a guy, well, of course, he's demon-possessed, he can do anything. He has super strength sometimes. And I mean, I'm just telling you, he can do amazing things. But he scared the hell out of everybody. And he was about this big around. He was about the size of a twig. But you know what? It's not normal for a person to do those things. And he would change voices, features. It was wonderful. I should have got movies of it. Could have made big money. I could have gone to Hollywood without the special effects and made money. But you see, it's real. But you got to remember, the devil imitates the angel of the light. Did you get me? I said the devil imitates the angel of the light. And you've got to learn this thing called discernment. Amen? Backed up by the knowledge of God that comes through His Word. Otherwise, you're going to make big mistakes in your life. And I don't want you to make mistakes. I want you to operate in truth and grow into who God wants you to be. See, in what I just told you today, it all comes back to one thing. When you learn to fear God, you're going to learn the truth of God. Amen? When you learn to truly respect God and the things of God, then you're going to learn the truth of God. You getting this? You see, fear of the Lord does not mean that He is over there with a big old stick waiting to hit you in the head, although you might need it. That's not what He's trying to tell you. What He's trying to tell you is, hey, I am God. And in all your listening and in all your getting, get Me. And when you get Me, I will provide the path for you. But don't listen to all the different things and all the different people. Don't be afraid of all the different things and all the different people. Fear and respect Me. I am God. And when you do that and when you go towards Him, He will give you what you need to lead a wonderful life. Are you understanding? Let me tell you something. You know, I do not fear God in that I think He's going to come beat me up. But the Holy Spirit tells me when I screwed up. Right? If you've been born again, the Holy Spirit is in you. You know when you screw up. So instead of screwing up, when you feel Him convicting you, you repent. Get yourself covered in the blood of Jesus so that the devil cannot have access into your inner being. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you know what? It is always going to be true, whatever God said. And it says in the Bible that not everyone is going to enter into heaven, but those who do the will of My Father. And you know what? That is a scary thought for me. And it should be a scary thought for you. It's not a scary thought like I'm in terror and woo. But it's a cause of caution in my life. I want to be cautious. to make sure that I rightly divide the word of truth, that I learn to use discernment as a God-given gift, that when there is anything that's spoken into me, that I compare it with the word of God and what is written, to know that I know that I know that I know that I'm doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing. Because you know what? I hear voices. Amen? And I'm not going to sit there and be shy and tell you any different. I said I hear them. And I hear both sides, and I hear them all the time. And sometimes the one that bugs me the most is my voice. Everybody in this room, you're going to hear voices, and I promise you this. You're going to hear them. And one is going to be the Holy Spirit, right, that we need to listen to. And one is going to be the demonic spirit, which we certainly need not to listen to. But the one that you're going to hear the most is you and what you want to do. Do you understand? And you must learn, because that's the one that will deceive you the most, because that's the one the devil got the most experience with, is deceiving people. So what you've got to do is learn about that fear of the Lord so that you don't listen to what you want to do no more. And you get to the place where you absolutely recognize what the devil would have you to do and take them out of your life and find your path that the Holy Spirit would want you to do so that you can have a great life. People, the reason why this is the first verse you learn in Proverbs is because it's true. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen? My biggest fear is not that God's going to beat me on the head with a club, but that I will miss all the goodness that He has planned for me because I'm silly. Did you get that? Because sometimes we are so self-willed that we are absolutely silly. And we just want to do what we want to do because it feels good at the moment, but we never think about the consequence of those actions. Amen? Fear the Lord. Get right. Serve Him with your everything. And you will be blessed. Amen? Father, I love you, God, and I praise your holy name. Let it be this day that each person in this room absolutely gets a hold of this thought, that they need to be about serving you and you alone, Lord. Help us to learn the truth, God. Help us to walk in your glory. And above all, God, help us to be the man and woman that you plan for us to be all our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Message.